Hey guys, it's Charlie. It's the 24th of January, Monday. Corruption still running rampant in Wall Street. Inept reporting by the mainstream media is still the word of the day. And I have a few examples to elaborate on that. First of all, the Dow Jones big run up today. We're close to 12,000 points. I'm more than confident that we'll see that number breached here in the very new distant future. And then we're going to have talking heads come on and tell you that everything's okay because we're back to the 2008 levels. Well, just like 2008, it really feels to me like we're about to experience another let loose of this market and a realization that the banks that are so-called healthy now because they've spent trillions of taxpayers' dollars in actual handouts and in guarantees, the sins of these banks, none of these problems have been fixed. They've just been shelved and papered over. The fact is, 2 years after this has begun, we've had a far worse situation happen to the middle class in this country, and I think we're going to see that resonate in 2011. $311 billion, that's how much more money has been withdrawn from savings than has been put into it in the last 2 years. These are people, middle class Americans, that are ever decreasing. This pool of middle class Americans is ever decreasing, and even the ones who are staying in middle class are experiencing, for the most part, a decline in their income. In 2010, going into 2011, we now have 937, almost 1,000 banks on the troubled list. These are banks that could go under because they're teetering on the cliff right now. And everybody knows we have all the resets starting in commercial real estate, which is where most of the regional banks, these smaller regional banks that never dabbled in subprime, they stuck with commercial because it was safer. Well, guess what? These 1,000 banks that are now on the troubled list, when they start experiencing losses from commercial real estate, they're not going to be on troubled anymore. They're going to be on the gone list. But it doesn't matter because the great big massive monster investment banks on Wall Street, they're all happy and healthy. That's why $15 billion was paid out last year to the good folks over at Goldman Sachs doing God's work. And that's why we have a country right now where the 0.1% control and own more wealth than the bottom 120 million people in this country. 0.1% owns more than the bottom 33% in this country after trillions and trillions of dollars in bailouts. Where is the recovery for the bottom third? Where is the recovery for the bottom 99.9% of Americans who keep getting fed a bunch of garbage by the mainstream media and a bunch of garbage by our politicians? And on the note of politicians, we see Rahm Emanuel, who bailed on the president as chief of staff so he could go back and run for mayor of Chicago, run into a little bit of political trouble today when judges overrode the election board of Chicago, who said it was okay for him to run for mayor, even though the laws on the books say you have to live in Chicago for a year or you can't be mayor of Chicago. The board overrode the law and said, go ahead and run. Three judges looked at it and said, you're not doing it because you haven't been a resident. Now, for you or I, these laws would matter. If you break a tax law, you're going to jail. You're going to have an IRS agent show up at your door. If you break a speed limit by 1 mile an hour, you're going to be the new rolling ATM to supplement state and local budgets. But if you're in the upper echelon elite, like Rahm, Waste No Crisis, Emanuel, well, these laws are nothing to you. You can just go before a camera and say, hey, guess what, guys? Don't worry about this. I'm going to seek clarity in another venue. And don't worry, I will be on the ballot for mayor in Chicago. Stories are attached. That's all I got.